KSA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
If Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax doesn't resign over allegations of abuse against two women, Democratic Delegate Patrick Hope says he'll move to force the Democrat out.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately.
Should the Lieutenant Governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment on Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax.
Fairfax calls the allegations against him a political smear. Those in Hawaii may have thought they'd escaped from the weather woes facing much of the continental United States, but a strong storm hitting Hawaii is bringing 40-mile-per-hour winds and 60-foot waves on beaches facing north. Hiro Toila is the state's emergency management director.
For those folks that are living on the North Shore, we would urge them to be vigilant and be prepared for the possibility that they may need to evacuate their homes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello. Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren makes it official in Lawrence, Massachusetts. She officially launched her 2020 presidential campaign using the backdrop of Edward Mills, the site of a historic 1912 labor strike led by women and immigrants to highlight the progressive populist ideals she's made the centerpiece of her candidacy. In the days leading up to the announcement, Warren has been weighed down by new questions over her past claims to Native American heritage. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is in campaign mode in Iowa. This is his first trip to the early 2020 state as a Democratic presidential candidate.
I plan on crisscrossing the state. Nobody's going to work harder in the state of Iowa than I will. I'll do longer days. I will do more events. I'm just going to really work hard. I think the people of Iowa deserve to have presidential candidates try to reach out to them.
Although Iowa is a vastly white state, the theme of social justice resonates within the state's Democratic base. Booker announced his candidacy for the presidency last week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is urging Britain's Prince Charles to cancel a rumored visit to Cuba during his upcoming royal tour of the Caribbean. Scott shares on Twitter that visiting Cuba would signal the monarch's support for a ruthless dictatorship. Instead, he suggests Charles visit Florida to learn about the decades of atrocities inflicted on Cubans by the regime. ITV reported this week that the president of Britain's Supreme Court recently let it slip that Cuba would be part of the prince's tour this spring. According to Variety, ex-Fleetwood Mac guitarist Lindsey Buckingham underwent an emergency open-heart surgery last week. His wife, Kristen Buckingham, confirmed in a statement Friday that he's now recuperating at home, but while he and his heart are doing well, the surgery resulted in vocal cord damage. It's not known if that damage is permanent or not. Future tour dates are on hold. President Trump has gotten a clean bill of health in his annual physical. More from USA's Wendy King.
He underwent his second annual exam, and he spent more than 4 hours at Walter Reed Medical Center. When it was over, White House physician Sean Connolly said the president is in very good health. Specific details, such as the president's weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels, were not released. Last year, the president was advised to lose around 15 pounds.
Hundreds of people rallied in Washington State Friday to require parents to get their kids vaccinated for measles. That state has seen more than 50 cases of measles. It's one of 17 states that allow parents to refuse vaccines for philosophical reasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.